Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 358. Hope you're doing well. Can't believe we're already more than halfway through August already. Crazy. This summer seems to have flown by for me. I'm not sure about you. Anyhow, I hope you're making the most out of the summer. I'm excited to go to Greece for the first time in early September to celebrate my wife's 50th birthday. So excited about that. And hey, with the warmer weather this season, my family, we've been walking more outside, and we love this app that I talked about last week on the show. And no, I'm not paid by them or anything like that. But if you missed last week's Tech It Out episode, which you can hear in podcast form, of course, the app that I'm referring to is called WeWard, like Reward, but it's W-E-W-A-R-D. And it counts your steps when you walk. So it uses your phone to count your steps or your smartwatch if it's synchronized with your phone. And then you could redeem those steps for cash and prizes. You earn what's called wards. These are like the in-app currency. And so for 3,000 wards that you earn by walking, for example, you can get an Amazon gift card for $20 or a PayPal deposit in your account. Or you can enter a draw for something like, I don't know, a sweet pair of Apple AirPod Max headphones or whatever. Anyhow, try it out. Again, it's called WeWard. And I also like that they have this feature where you can collect up to 5 virtual cards per day that are virtually scattered around your neighborhood. So when you walk over them, you unlock that card in your collection. You see it on the app. It's really fun. All right, on to today's show. It's a busy one. We're going to start off talking with Roblox, you know, that wildly popular online virtual world and games you can play. Almost 80 million active players daily. Well, you can now buy movie tickets through Roblox. So we're going to hear all about that in a moment. Also on the show, radio host and producer Carl Amari will join us to chat about classic radio shows and how they're kept alive today. And finally, my favorite travel app is called Pruvo that helps you find a better rate on your hotel room after you've booked it. My guest will explain how it works. It's really awesome. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. As you may or may not know, Roblox is one of the biggest gaming platforms out there for kids and kids at heart who come together to create, share, and play games around the world. And the brand is also testing the option to now buy movie tickets inside this virtual world. And so here to tell us all about it, how it works, who it's for, and why this collaboration, we're joined on the line by Todd Lichten. He is head of entertainment partnerships at Roblox. Welcome to the show, Todd. Good to chat with you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me, Mark. Really excited to be here.
Sure. Awesome. So why don't we dive right in? Before we talk about buying movie tickets inside of Roblox, please let's just bring our listeners up to speed about Roblox. A Roblox 101, if you will.
Sure. Roblox is a place where people come together to enjoy millions of immersive experiences every day. You can do anything from playing games together. You can learn together. You can hang out with your IRL friends. You can meet new friends. You can discover movies. It's really essentially a new way of connecting with people. We have one of the largest virtual economies in the world, close to 80 million daily active users who spend on average over 2 hours a day on the platform. So this is, it's a place where people are coming to meet, to hang out, and explore new experiences. The avatar is the heart of Roblox, and the first thing you do whenever you join is figure out exactly how you want to look and how you want to dress yourself for the new friends you're going to make and the existing friends that you have. The platform, which started initially as a tool to teach kids about physics, has grown into something so much bigger than that. At this point, we have over 58% of our users are over the age of 13, so it's really become a platform for everyone.
And it started off also as very much a gaming platform, but as you hinted at, it's also about socializing, and we're going to talk about commerce in a moment. But you could play, say, a racing game, like a car racing game, and then next thing you know, you're in a role-playing game, like a fantasy RPG. I love the versatility and the selection of content. Again, not just games, but I think that's how most people would associate Roblox. And wow, almost 80 million daily active users. To what do you attribute this incredible success?
Yeah, great question. I think there's probably three trends that we're seeing that have kind of helped make Roblox so popular. I think we're seeing a generational shift in how Gen Z and especially Gen Alpha interact with media and each other increasingly, right? They're turning away from TV and traditional media in favor of gaming and more immersive platforms where they can interact and create. And I think this is a product of the proliferation of UGC platforms, user-generated content.
All right, so we've got UGC and IRL in real life, which I knew that one at least.
Exactly. I think the other thing that's made Roblox really popular is our accessibility, right? We're available in 190 countries and 16 languages. We support auto-translation. And I think, you know, you can access your avatar and hang out with your friends in a world either on a low-end mobile device, a high-end mobile phone, or a high-end gaming console. I think that's the other piece that's made Roblox really popular. And then lastly, you kind of got at this earlier with my acronym. Roblox is the UGC platform, right? So like a lot of the other ones that are really popular, Roblox creates the tech and the tools, but we've leaned on our creators to tell us what kind of content they want to make, right? And they're able to build that content themselves. So whether it's a gaming experience, it's a movie experience dedicated to Sonic or Walmart experience, that all comes from our community. And I think knowing enough to know that we couldn't scale this platform without the support of our developers has been the other reason that Roblox has become so popular.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. It encourages creativity and skills, life skills that a lot of these players no doubt will be able to take advantage of professionally, like coding or animation if they don't already. But it's amazing that blurs the lines between game players and game developers and other applications as well.
It was said.
So talk to us then, please, about partnerships with brands like Walmart, as you mentioned, and why pursue this kind of integration in Roblox?
Sure. This is a continuation of the early testing we're doing around real-world commerce with brands like Walmart and Elf. Brands want to be where culture is, and right now youth culture is happening on the platform. Every day, Roblox content drives close to 1 billion views on YouTube and TikTok alone. That's just the content as video. You can imagine how much bigger the platform is itself on, you know, the actual Roblox platform. We've seen hundreds of brands come to the platform in the last few years, everything from Netflix launching a multi-IP experience called Next World, where you could interact with your favorite series, to Walmart serving a similar capacity. I think the reason that brands are coming to the platform excited about it is because we're unlocking possibilities for them that they can't necessarily unlock with their traditional activations on TV and other advertising mediums. And I think it's about really connecting with the community. For example, IKEA just launched its own storefront a couple months ago, and they were able to actually hire a worker and pay them to work within this Roblox universe. People are spending, like I said, close to 2.5 hours a day on the platform. So it makes sense that they would now be able to map their universe to what's happening on Roblox.
Wow, that's fascinating to me. Amazing. Well, you're reaching tens of millions of people on their favorite device around the world. It's a no-brainer. We are chatting with Todd Licton. He is head of entertainment partnerships at Roblox, one of the biggest virtual worlds on the planet. Of course, best known for gaming, but it's also a place to socialize. And there's even e-commerce applications, as we're going to now pivot and talk about. Roblox has not just tested partnerships with different brands, but now for the first time, allowing people to buy movie tickets within a themed experience on Roblox. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a lot of success with entertainment brands over the last few years. I think increasingly they're looking for new ways to reach consumers and help people discover IPs and films that they love. So we were working with Warner Brothers Fandango and their developer Sawhorse to build this one-of-a-kind immersive experience to support the upcoming Beetlejuice sequel. The experience is called Escape the Afterlife, and it's a brilliant way for new and old fans to experience Tim Burton's rich story world. Anyone could jump in and explore the afterlife, rescue characters from the movie, and escape ghouls. You can also summon Beetlejuice. They can visit a virtual Fandango box office. This is the first of its kind partnership where they can actually buy movie tickets.
All right. So within the Roblox virtual world, you can not only get a taste of the movie you're about to see with Beetlejuice as an example or Godzilla X Kong, but you can also buy movie tickets to watch IRL, but through the game. Is that right? You're buying the tickets inside the game. So you're paying through Roblox and then you, get the tickets sent to your mobile device to use at a movie theater? Is that how it works? You redeem it at a box office?
Yeah. So basically, I think what we've done really well is we've been able to create new ways for these movies to connect with fans, right? And so everyone's able to kind of understand the story world. The idea here is to take it one step further. No longer are you just able to kind of discover the movie, but now you can buy tickets, right? So the way that it works is you go through the experience. There's a Fandango virtual box office that's set up. So after you've met Beetlejuice, you've explored the story world, you can go into the Fandango box office. And then if you're 13 or older, you're able to buy tickets. It populates a little window within Roblox where you're able to put in your area code, use your local theater, and receive the tickets using your credit card or whatever means of payment you have. From there, you go to the theater, and just as you would any other Fandango transaction, you're able to show those tickets and enter the theater. Where it gets really special is what happens on the other side with Roblox. Once you purchase these tickets, we unlock a special virtual item for Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's so fun. And then finally, how do we get going with Roblox? Is there a website you'd recommend, or do you download the app to your mobile device?
Yeah, great question, Mark. You can visit Roblox.com to make an account or create your profile and avatar and get started and head to Beetlejuice there, or you can find us on the app stores.
R-O-B-L-O-X. Congrats on this new integration with the upcoming Beetlejuice film.
Yeah, September 6th. Thanks, Mark.
This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which power many of today's laptops, great for gamers. In fact, Intel Gamer Days is coming up where you can get some amazing sales on the hottest gaming laptops at retailers like Costco. I believe it starts on the 26th of August officially, and I will share next weekend some specific offers during Gamer Days, including free games and bundles. Again, Intel.com or Costco.com. When we return on the program, Carl Omari joins us to talk about classic radio programs and how they're kept alive in the 21st century. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you heard of annuities? Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying one in the next 60 days? Do you know how to best secure your financial future with an annuity? Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons. We have for you a free book on maximizing your income in retirement. It's from Silac Insurance, one of the nation's leading financial firms. That's right, it's free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Get ready to write a number down. This free book unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We have 1,000 of these ready to give away today. So please call Silac Insurance right now. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. 800-250-8624. That's 800-250-8624.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? These questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Many of my listeners know that while I'm a techie who often talks about the future, ironically, I also love old radio shows from the 1930s through the 60s, primarily. You know, those classic dramas and comedies played out with a cast of characters and sound effects, which is called Foley, I believe. Well, thanks to technology, there are many ways to enjoy old-time radio shows or classic radio in the 21st century, and we've got a special guest joining us now to talk about the topic. Among many other hats he's worn over the years, Carl Amari is the founder and host of the Hollywood 360 radio show and podcast, and he's the founder of Radio Spirits,
the world's largest marketer and distributor of classic radio programs. Hi, Carl. Great to chat with you again.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Carl, you're so accomplished in your work over the decades as a movie and TV producer, actor, and director. Today, I want to focus on your work in radio. Again, a medium that's so near and dear to my heart, not just because of this technology program that you're on with me here, but as you know, I'm a huge fan of old-time radio or classic radio. Can it really be 25 years ago that you sold the company Radio Spirits? 25 years ago?
Oh, my goodness. Is it that long?
Sorry.
That's why my hair is gray.
That's a long time. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, so Radio Spirits started the show When Radio Was, which is now syndicated through Radio America, whom I'm associated with. They're out of D.C. with my radio show, Tech It Out. It's a podcast as well. So When Radio Was, it's also on SiriusXM. It's hosted by Greg Bell, right?
That's right. When I originally created that show back in 1990, Art Fleming was the original host. The host of Jeopardy before Alex Trebek was the host of When Radio Was. And then when Art passed away, I hired Stan Freberg to host it. A few years later, I just sold the entire company, which was producing When Radio Was. The company was Radio Spirits. I sold that to a public company and went off on my career of producing movies and TV shows and came back because I just love classic radio so much. I came back to it years later, which was 16 years ago now, and created Hollywood 360, which I host with my co-host Lisa Wolf, and we play all these wonderful radio shows, these classic radio shows that you're referring to, on Hollywood 360, a five-hour show each week. It's on 100-plus radio stations, plus its podcast each and every week.
All right, and so that's called Hollywood 360 Radio, or H360 for short. Our listeners can hear that on their local radio station, perhaps, or on their favorite podcast platform. Now, before we talk about the current sale you're offering tied to old radio shows or classic radio shows, Carl, it's called the Ultimate Classic Radio Collection. Before I ask you about that, I also loved your work with the Twilight Zone radio show a few years ago, based on my favorite TV show of all time from the late 50s and early 60s. Tell us about that and how we can enjoy these episodes today.
Well, that was a five-year time in my life, one of the happiest times, because in 2001, I was producing movies and TV shows and still wanted to have my hand in the radio because I just love the medium. And so I grew up watching Twilight Zone like you, Mark, and yep. Fell in love with that series and always believed that the Twilight Zone television show would be an awesome radio show because the writing was so great and it was very imaginative. And I thought, boy, if it made a transition to radio, and as you know, most of the early television shows were radio shows.
Yep,
Gunsmoke, yep. Jack Benny.
Lights Out, Suspense, right, love it.
Yeah, they made the transition to television. Well, I thought, let's do the opposite and take a television show and turn it into a radio show. And that's what I did. I licensed the rights to the Twilight Zone from CBS and the Rod Serling Estate, hired Stacy Keach to host it, and then had all kinds of incredible celebrities that I would fly into my studios in Chicago from Hollywood to act in them along with a supporting cast. And they were just a blast to do. They were 45 minutes each, so we would expand them from the 25 minutes to 45 minutes. I had wonderful writers who did that. And then we did about 200 plus, because we did the original 156 episodes, and then CBS allowed me to hire writers to create brand new stories.
Right.
So it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were written and performed in the same vein as Twilight Zone, so even the original ones that were not part of the Twilight Zone series were really entertaining as well. Not to get too in the weeds, but interestingly, even when the original Twilight Zone aired, some of those stories were written or rewritten by Rod Serling, but they were originally a radio play as well, like The Hitchhiker.
Yeah.
It was on the radio before The Hitchhiker became a TV show episode as well. So they each borrowed from each other's, you know, medium and writers back in the day, which is awesome. So where can we hear these Twilight Zone radio shows today, Carl?
Well, you know, they're not on the radio anymore, but you can hear them if you were to Google them, you know, on YouTube and things. There's a lot of fans that have them up. but they're not being podcast or aired.
Yeah, I thought you were still selling them digitally, but yes, on YouTube or on archive.org. You can download these episodes pro bono, but please support Carl Amari's other work, including what we're going to talk about next. We are chatting with the iconic Carl Amari, radio and podcast show host and producer. We're chatting old-time radio shows or classic radio shows. When we return on Tech It Out, how they're kept alive in the 21st century. We'll chat about podcasts and collections on CDs and clubs, which is where I'm kind of interested in this, getting content on a regular basis, kind of set it and forget it. Ah, and there's the creaking door from Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Love it. So stick with us. We're going to hear all about that club with Carl Amari when we return on Tech It Out. Don't go anywhere.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Our guest is Carl Amari, the one and only. He is the founder and the host of the Hollywood 360 radio show and podcast as well. And he knows this old-time radio or classic radio space so well. It's a topic I cover often on this program. Ironically, even though technology seems to be the polar opposite of a radio show that was big in the 40s or 50s, they are being kept alive in the 21st century, including the Ultimate Classic Radio Collection. Please talk about the sale that you have on this collection and what what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. You know, this took about a year to produce. And what I was wanting to do is actually create a big box set, like a keepsake for people. They could have the ultimate collection of classic radio. So I ended up calling it the ultimate collection. And I used a gentleman's company in California who does the transfers. He has a lab and actually transfers the 16-inch discs using the special styli and digitally transferred 400 half-hour classic radio shows, all the greatest shows, Jack Benny, Abbott and Costello, Suspense, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, you name it. But these are all from the original source. So the quality is unbelievable. Like when you put it in your CD player or if you get a digital download and you listen to it, there's no clicks, there's no pops. It's perfect sound. Sounds like you're actually in the studio back in the 1940s or 50s listening to these shows. That's what my whole, you know, mantra was to do this collection. And then I worked with Carl Shadow, who you may know, he's an authority on these shows, and he and I wrote a 60-page companion booklet that goes in the set. So when you buy the Ultimate Classic Radio Collection, you get 200 CDs with 400 half-hour radio shows, all perfect sound, with a 60-page book, and that box set is available through my website, ultimateclassicradio.com, ultimateclassicradio.com. You can also get this via digital download. And we did our best to keep the price as economical as possible, only $1 per half-hour show on CD, so that you're only paying $2 a CD and only a dollar a show. Or you can get it for half price via digital download at my site. And we also offer a three-pay. So it's an incredible collection, and it's a great keepsake. You know, once you have that collection, you have, you know, literally everything, you know. The best shows.
And as you said, it's a real mix of the genres. Like my favorite kinds of shows are horror and suspense and sci-fi, like Dimension X or X-1 or Lights Out or Inner Sanctum. That's my jam.
Yeah.
But Jack Benny is hilarious and timeless. A lot of these episodes really have withstood the test of time.
Yeah. I mean, every show that you just mentioned is in there. Like there's 17 episodes of Suspense. There's, you know, maybe 10 episodes of The Great Gildersleeve or Jack Benny. I mean, you know, all the greatest shows are in there, along with this book, which I'm very proud of. And the book has over 200 photos of the stars, usually in front of the microphone, so you can actually see them behind the scenes. Whether you grew up listening to classic radio or your parents did, or even your grandparents did, it's a really cool collection. And if you travel, you know, in your car a lot or you know, if you're a trucker as well, this is so cool because it makes the miles just fly by listening to these theater of the mind shows.
100%, Carl. You know, I travel a lot as a freelance journalist, and I love hearing these classic radio shows in my earbuds on my phone when I'm walking through an airport or while on an airplane. You can multitask because you're just listening instead of reading, right? And I just want to be clear to our listeners, when I talk about these classic radio shows, these aren't audiobooks where it's one person narrating a story. This is a cast of characters acting out a scene, theater of the mind, as they say, including sound effects called Foley, you know, like the feet walking or a door creaking open, that kind of stuff. And even at home, Carl, when my wife Kelly and I crash for the night, we turn off the lights and we listen to old radio shows off my iPad. So this is kind of how we relax. It can, however, have the opposite effect. Instead of it being relaxing, like kind of like white noise, if it's a great episode, it could be stimulating, right? So, but anyhow, Carl, let's say 400 episodes is not enough to satiate our listeners. Tell us about the Classic Radio Club. Members are mailed a CD collection every month or so?
Well, the club is something I started, maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. And it's so ironic. I have people that joined the club the first week that I started it that are still in the club. It's amazing. Every month, a subscriber receives 10 shows digitally remastered, all perfect sound, direct from the master source. 10 shows either on 5 CDs in a little case with a 12-page booklet detailing the episode. So every month, every 30 days, you get 10 shows. Again, a potpourri of shows. You'll get a Western, a comedy, a detective, a mystery, you know, sci-fi type of thing. And you also, as part of that, you receive the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 show emailed to your email address. So the full 5-hour show every week. So that's every Monday. It gets sent to you along with another podcast that my co-host Lisa and I host called Radio Rarities. And that's a 45-minute show every week, where we take a very unique radio show and break it all down, talk all about it, and talk about why it was so rare or unique. It might be, you know, Victory in Europe Day, or it might be a Boston Blackie episode where Blackie's missing and his girlfriend solves the crime, or, you know, a special guest star is missing, so they had to have someone else, you know, to whatever, or a first show or an audition show or a last show, whatever it may be. But every week on Radio Rarities, which is a podcast, we do that. And so the full Hollywood 360 5-hour show plus Radio Rarities are emailed as part of the club right to your email. And then you also get the 10 classic radio shows and a little booklet. And all of this is at our website, classicradioclub.com.
All right. Awesome. I'm subscribing to the Radio Rarities podcast. That's right up my alley.
That's great.
Love not just hearing the radio shows, but hearing some analysis of it. Like you said, it could be the historical significance of that episode or any other fun facts. You know, Agnes Moorhead did this before she read Sorry, Wrong Number or anything like that. You know, love all that kind of stuff. Carl, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Carl Amari has been our guest. Please plug that website one more time.
Yeah, the website is ultimateclassicradio.com and ourclassicradioclub.com. I really appreciate that, Mark. Yeah,
awesome. And I just noticed, incidentally, that your last episode of Radio Rarities was Three Skeleton Key, which was a classic escape episode with Vincent Price as the star. Great horror-filled episode with lots of rats.
It's a great show.
Lots of rats in that one, if I remember correctly. Kidding. Yeah, awesome. It's so much fun to chat with you, Carl. All the best and continued success.
Thanks, you too.
How to save money on a hotel room after you've booked it. We'll hear all about Pruvo when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. As someone who travels a lot for work, I'm often asked to share my favorite hacks. You know, how to score an upgrade on an airplane, to things like tips and tricks on tracking your suitcase, or my favorite, how to score great deals on hotel rooms. And there's an app that I've used for years to save on hotels, which is awesome. And it's called Pruvo. That's P-R-U-V-O. Joining me on the show to chat all about Pruvo is Daron Nadivi, Chief Digital Officer at the company. Welcome back to the show, Daron. It's been a hot minute.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it was 2019 officially is when you've been on the show. I know we've interacted since then, and I am a big fan of the app, as I hinted at in my introduction. So it's been said good technology solves a problem. With that in mind, what does the Pruvo app and website do?
I like to think about Pruvo as your online hotel negotiator, with the main difference being that the negotiation phase takes place after the initial reservation was made. So what happens is that the majority of travelers spend a lot of time and effort to search for the better hotel price before they make the reservation, but they completely neglect to do anything with the price fluctuations that occur from the moment the reservation was made until the check-in date. And that's exactly what Pruvo is here to solve. Because in 40% of the instances, the price continues to change and even drop after the reservation was made. And Pruvo basically helps travelers rebook that exact same room at a lower price and save money after the reservation was made.
Yeah, this is what I think blows people away when I tell them about Pruvo, is that, yeah, you can go ahead and use your favorite hotel app to try to get a good rate ahead of time, hotels.com or Trivago, booking.com or Expedia, what have you. But this works after you've booked your room. And the only caveat is that you have to be able to cancel your room, right? Which sometimes is the same fee or same price for that room as non-canceling. Or in other instances, it's only maybe, I don't know, 10 or 20 bucks more. Is that fair?
That's correct. And, you know, free cancellation was always the vast majority of the reservations in the industry. And I think COVID just increased that figure to a much higher number, where people realize that really anything can happen. So it's always good to keep that possibility of cancellation available.
Fair enough. And again, last time I had you on the show, it was pre-COVID. So everything has changed. Yeah. All right. So can you walk us through how it works from start to finish? Daron, you need an account first with Pruvo?
So initially, no. The first thing you need to do, we recommend that you download our app, which is available both for iPhone and Android. And once, basically, you don't have to create an account at that moment, but the interaction with the app actually begins once you've made a hotel reservation on your favorite booking website or directly with the hotel. You can, like you mentioned earlier, you can do it on any website as long as it's free cancellation. Once you receive the email confirmation for that reservation, all you need to do is forward the reservation confirmation email to save@pruvo.com. And at that moment, basically what happens is that the reservation enters our system and we start monitoring the price on tens of different websites and also wholesale suppliers that travelers like yourself don't have access to their prices. So we basically use our bulk representing, you know, hundreds of thousands of travelers around the world to obtain non-public rates on travelers' favorite hotels. And we monitor the price 24/7. Once you send in the reservation, you don't have to do anything until we alert you that we found the exact same room for a lower rate. And then we email you basically the better offer and we guide you step by step how to go ahead and rebook that exact same room at a lower price. And then we guide you to cancel the original, more expensive reservation. And basically you get to pocket the difference in the higher rate that you initially booked and the lower rate that Pruvo found for you. And the best part is that it's free. We don't charge the customer a commission or service fee for this service. We basically get paid from the hotel suppliers as a referral. It's kind of like it's basically an affiliate program.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
We get paid a fee once we direct the customer to rebook the lower offer on their site.
But as a traveler, you're not paying Pruvo. It's all, as you said, it's free to folks like myself who use the app. And yeah, you walked us through exactly how it works. And, you know, as you said, about 40% of the time, a room may drop. Is that
correct?
Right? Yeah. And it works in virtually every city around the globe. It's not just for, say, North America, right?
Absolutely. It's 100% international worldwide.
Yeah, I just use it to book some of those hotels in Greece that I was talking about earlier in the show. All right, more with Pruvo's Daron Nadivi when we return on Tech It Out. A quick shout out to Intel and its Core Ultra PCs. Look for that little sticker that says Intel Core Ultra, that little badge on many of today's laptops for outstanding performance. Next weekend, don't forget, I'm going to chat about the Intel Gamer Days, which is coming up at the end of the month where you can get some hot deals on amazing laptops. But that'll be on next weekend's show. But more about Pruvo, the app that helps you save money on your hotel room after you've booked it, when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Like, this is an app that will find the same hotel room that you're about to book for a lower rate, and then they walk you through canceling it and rebooking it, so they're saving me, you know, hundreds of dollars per year, in fact. And my bookkeeper was like, what's the name of it? So, yeah, it's amazing. It really does add up. Without revealing too much of your, let's call it, secret sauce, Daron, can you tell us a bit about what's happening behind the scenes? So you said it's keeping an eye on that hotel room. It's like the algorithm knows you want this exact room with, you know, double beds instead of a king bed, that kind of thing.
Correct. So we, you know, AI started becoming popular over the last 2-3 years. We jumped on the AI bandwagon back in 2015. We use AI for our, what we call the room mapping algorithm that allows us to monitor all the different websites and look for the exact same room, maybe with variation in names and details, but they are the exact same room category at a lower price. And basically we use AI to completely automate the process up until when we alert you to that we found you a better rate.
Awesome. I mentioned a couple of prices off the cuff there, Daron, but can you give us an idea of how much you typically would save somebody if the room drops at all?
Yeah, so the average savings is about 14%.
Yeah, that's significant. And hey, it's free money. It's found money. It literally takes just a couple of minutes just to cancel the reservation or rebook a new one. And you do guide the Pruvo user through all that as well. So you don't have to be tech savvy, I should say. And I did say earlier, Daron, that it does work with those websites that help you find a good deal as well. I forgot the name of those kinds of websites, but hotels.com, booking.com. That's true, right? You don't have to book your hotel through, you know, Hilton or Westin.com or anything.
That's great. So you can book your hotel on any website. In fact, even use email confirmations, email exchange, where they give you all the details via email. If you spoke with a reservation agent over the phone, even those we can process. You know, one thing, Mark, I wanted to add, just so your audience has kind of a better grasp of the technology. You know, one popular Chrome extension that people are probably familiar with is Honey. And Pruvo is very similar to Honey, just that it's 100% focused on hotels. It also helps you, and it's focused on the post-booking process. So, you know, Honey sits on your browser and searches for price drops for, you know, things that you put on your watch list. It's very, very similar to Pruvo. So I think that will help people kind of understand the concept behind Pruvo.
Yeah, that's a fair analogy. And just last question, Pruvo also works with, I mentioned popular hotel chains like Hilton and Westin and all that, Marriott, but it does work also with like one-off boutique hotels in, say, New York or Rome or whatever, right?
That is correct. One thing about the hotel chains that I do want to mention, many people who book with hotel chains, it's because they want to use their loyalty points.
Yep.
And if you are a reward customer or a loyalty point customer and would like to book only using loyalty points, but unfortunately, Pruvo probably is not the right platform for you because all the rebookings are done using cash option, cash or, you know, pay at hotel options, but you cannot use your loyalty rewards to rebook a hotel.
Good to know. And then finally, Daron, how do we get going? What's the best place to start? Is it to download the app or go to the website?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to download the app. Actually, I want to say since last time we talked, there is we have a new division in the company for travel companies. So first for the travelers, all you need to do is just download the app, you know, create an account. And once you have a reservation, just forward it to save@pruvo.com. And in case you have, you know, executives of travel companies that are listening, just search me on LinkedIn and reach out to hear how we can help your company increase profitability margins on hotels they already sold.
Daron, great to chat with you again. Let's not make it 5 years until the next time. And keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate your time.
And thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. A huge thank you to both Visa and Intel, my two major partners on Tech It Out, as well as, and speaking of Intel and computers, also I wanted to acknowledge Western Digital, a big supporter of this show as well. I love their external drives. You're going to hear me talk next weekend about students backing up their important files on a regular basis. The new WD My Passport drives are super small. They're thinner than a deck of cards, yet they can store up to 6 terabytes of storage now, which is amazing. No need to plug it into the wall, as it gets its power from the laptop's USB port, has built-in software so you can schedule backups or password protect the drive. All great. WesternDigital.com has more. Thank you again for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show this week, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another episode of Tech It Out. Be well. Ciao for now.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You have more wealth than your neighbor, and they don't have a clue. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Don't get into this vicious cycle of trying to compete with people on social media or people you live near with material items. If you're putting money away, you can take advantage of those opportunities throughout your life. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.